broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember, don't fight your weakness, strengthen your virtues. Our guest today is Florence Ann Romano, and she's author of Build Your Village. I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and your spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest, and today we have with us Florence Ann Romano. She's author of Build Your Village. Florence is an author, a philanthropist, she's a businesswoman, and a village and child care advocate. Welcome, Florence Ann.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here, too, because I think it's very important that this topic be known, especially after the pandemic. So many people still are in isolation, even 2, 3, 5 years later. And so your book is very apropos, and especially for seniors, which I am one, and I understand. So the book is a very wonderful book. So, Florence Ann, what is and why do we need a village?
Well, it was during COVID that I took a look around and I heard people constantly bemoaning the fact of, where is this village? Is there a phone number to call? Is there a person that's just going to show up at your front door with a casserole ready to help you with your life and raise your children? And I kind of laughed at that, but then started really thinking about that proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. And it got me thinking how it left out a major demographic of our world. People, no matter whether or not they have children, deserve to find their people. So it really takes a village, period. And when we look at how our society operates, we look at history, and we are meant for people. We have been part of communities, and that's usually what led people to thriving. And I, myself, was born into an old-school Italian family. Our grandparents lived with us growing up. And so I had that quintessential village, the traditional village that we talk about. But we've moved away from that in so many ways in our society and culture today that I think that's led to a lot of the friendship recession and the loneliness epidemic that we're seeing in our lives today. So we're exploring this idea of village and community very differently, but for very good reason. It's because we're seeing so much of this disconnect in so many different places in our lives.
Well, I agree with that. As a matter of fact, being a nice Italian girl from from New York, my grandmother and grandfather...
I had a fellow paisan.
That's right. You know, I'm Northern Italian, but not from Sicily. But,
but I'm not Sicilian either, so
there you go. There you go. That's right. We're Piedmontese, where the, you know, where our shit don't stink, you know. So, but anyway, when I was growing up, my grandmother lived in the basement. My aunt and uncle and their two cousins lived on the first floor, and we lived on the third floor, me and my two brothers and my mom and dad. And it was really interesting, and it was a lot of fun stories because, you know, my mom did not like to cook. She liked to watch soap operas, and she would make me walk home from school. And so, and she would just say, okay, go make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I'd have to, you know, it was like a mile. And so I'd have to run. Well, we wanted to cook by the time I was four because my father and I did all the cooking, even when I was four, because my mother, you did not want to eat anything. She was the type that burnt spaghetti with water still in the pot. So we don't.
Oh, my.
I know. So what I do is my grandmother would come, and my grandfather was a chef, and he was retired, and so he would come out, and my grandmother would come first, and she'd see me walking. She'd say, what did you eat at your mother's? She didn't like my mom because she was a Boston Irish, you know. What'd you eat, you know? I said, I have peanut butter and jelly. She says, okay, you come here first, my house, and then you go upstairs. So I said, okay. And then when I would go there, she would give me hamburgers and french fries and pasta. You know?
Oh my
God. And then I'd go up and my mother.
Oh my God, that is so typical. Can I tell you? I mean, I have flashbacks of my own. You and I could have one show just talking about growing up in an Italian household, probably.
Right.
But I, you know, my family all grew up in the same area too, all cousins all over the place. My mom was the same way, and she always tells the story about how her uncle used to go for a jog around the community, and he would just stop at everyone's houses and eat whatever they were eating for
right.
dinner that day. So
that's right.
I think that's his job, going around eating meatballs everywhere he could find it.
I know there's thousands of stories like this. I mean, we could just do this forever. But it all ties back to your book, because that's exactly why we need a village, because I got sustenance instead of peanut butter and jelly. You know, so, and that just proves a point, you know, that when we can, you know, it was great. And another little example before we get really into you and your book a little bit more is that when I was growing up as a single mom, my daughter was, I guess, 13 or 14, and it was the time where I said, would you go into your room and come back out when you're 21? But, you know, but I knew she wasn't going to talk to me. So I had my girlfriend, Andy, who was a flight attendant, and I said, hey, you know, and she was very close to Lisa. I said, you can be Lisa's confidant because she's not going to listen to me. So, and I said, and then tell me everything, but I won't tell her you tell me. So, you know, that's another Italian thing.
Exactly. I know it well.
So, and she did, and it became great because I would know what Lisa was doing, and I would be having peace of mind, and Lisa would be able to talk to my friend in confidence. And so that was, and so she got direction. And that was another case of building your village, even if you're all by yourself. So that's why your book is very important, because we do need the village right now, and we need to come together stronger and better, not just for political stuff, but for helping each other. I mean, especially now in economic times where people are suffering, you know, we can do things, even if they don't want them to be done. Offering them is a big solution, you know. It's a very big solution that we can not only makes them thrive, but we all thrive as one, and then consciousness gets raised, and then everybody in the world thrives, you know? So,
I think I always talk about how, you know, people will mention what is the purpose of life, and I always say, you know, I'm not the one to ask what the answer to that is, but I know what my purpose is in life, and I would hope that is to live a life in service of others, and in all the different ways that you can do that. And that's part of this village building, is showing up for one another. But there's a delicate dance, I think, that we do when it comes to connection, because we live also in a world where social media and the content that we digest, ingest, that we are constantly stimulated by, sometimes that content makes us feel like we are less than, that everyone is doing a better job at being a daughter or being a friend or being a mom, whatever it might be. And we are constantly measuring ourselves against all these people, most of whom we don't know. And we wonder why we go to sleep at night with this heaviness in our hearts, perhaps. And it's because we're not necessarily prioritizing the right thing. And so we need to pay attention to how we surround ourselves and with whom. And that actually solves a lot of our problems, I would say, when we're able to really take more of a intentional look at what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Well, I totally agree, you know, and so one of the things that I'm trying to do to help, you know, I'm always trying, you know, I own the radio network here, and we've tried to get, we're there 23 years, and we reach 89.5 million listeners a year now in over 75 channels of distribution. And one of the things, I'm always striving to try and improve that, and one of the things that I'm doing right now, and I'm building a community here, is I am writing a children's book that, is, and I also wrote 12 song records, record for how to overcome fear and what stops positive thought, because fear is the biggest stopper of everything. And it's, if you break down fear, it's either the fear of death or the fear of loss. And either one is bogus, but fear is there to teach you. So I made these wonderful 12 songs. And now I sang when I was 18. I'm 75 now, right? So,
so I would never have guessed that, by the way. Have a very youthful voice here that I'm listening to.
Right. So I'm 75, and so I decide that so I wrote the songs, I wrote the melody, and I had somebody do it, and now I'm trying to get people together, and I got a Broadway person to come in, and I'm going to be singing for the first time on a record at 75. But here I am doing something never ever, and it's the kids' songs. It changes kids. You know, I read this to my daughter's class, and years ago when I first wrote it, and then it was amazing, and then sang the songs to them, and they just remembered the songs. And so I wanted to, not only is this helping to eliminate fear, but it also teaches people to take responsibility for themselves and to draw together to the right people and to stay positive. So when you're saying about this, even at 75, not even knowing what I'm doing, and it's coming out really well. We're going to probably be recording at a studio that did Duran Duran. And then I have, people that sang with Gloria Gaynor, and people are just coming out of the network, and I'm asking, and I'm looking, and I'm saying, what do you have, skills do you have? I've never done this. What do you do? And here we are making it all together, and it's joyful. You see, so building this village could be even, it doesn't have to stay for a long time sometimes, like when we're through with this, we'll always be connected. But for even for a project and for business, you need to build your village.
I love that you said that it doesn't have to be forever, because that's one thing I think we can all agree upon, is that nothing really is forever. The one thing we can guarantee is that everything changes. Things change as we evolve and time goes on. And this idea of village, as beautiful an illustration as maybe we dream up in our minds, the village can continue to look different because of the circumstances that befall you. And it could be that it's lost. It could be divorce. It could be death. It could be moving to an entirely new state or city and not knowing the soul and having to do all this rebuilding. And then there's also the idea that we burn our villages down on our own sometimes. And maybe it's because we need to, or maybe it's because we got ourselves into a situation that there was no choice. But, that was out of our control. But the common denominator is that it's changing. And how do we find our way back when we feel we've lost that control, or when we feel disconnected, or when we have to start over? And that's what I hope my book does for people, is it is an anchor for you, no matter what happens in your life, that you can always go back and work these steps and find that true north for yourself and know that you're worthy of it. You're worthy of this connection in your life, no matter the circumstances.
Well, your book actually is a guide, so that you can go back to it over and over again. I mean, there's all sorts of things that you explain in this book, which we're going to get to for sure, and it's just wonderful because you can use it over and over again at every stage of life, right? So, I mean, you can use it when you're young, you could use it as a teenager, you could use it in sports, you can use it in, when you're in work. I mean, you can adapt this to your village, can be any kind of village, correct?
Correct. And again, it's not about how old you are or you feeling like you don't belong to a certain category, so you're exempt from all of this, or you don't fit in. It is evergreen in nature. At least that's what I would like to think it is. It is that roadmap for you. It is that phone number to call, if we want to use that phrase that, people would say all the time, is, who do you call? And I hope that this book is that answer for you. But it's also to encourage, it's to empower, it's to make sure you know, like I said before, that you're worthy of this, you're worthy of community and connection and of love. But just like anything in life, you have to want it. If you are finding yourself feeling disconnected or lonely or any of the above or, you know, a million other things I could list in terms of a feeling, then you have to decide that you're ready to do something different to change it for yourself, because I can't make you. We can't make people do any of this. But if you are feeling pulled to it, then I hope you explore it, and I hope you know that you deserve the chance to do that.
Well, I always think about it as what you're saying is absolutely true. What I think about is when The Secret came out, you know, many years ago, everybody thought, oh, I'm going to get everything I want. Well, there's actually 11 universal laws and 22 sub-laws that all have to be in sync before you can do that. But aside from that, The Secret went ahead and said, okay, use your visualization so you can, you know, like attracts like and this and this. But they forgot to tell you that you have to take an action. So even if you're visualizing something and you're getting money, say it's money you want, you're getting money in, you have to actually imagine yourself, you know, going to the bank and putting the money in and then taking out a check and writing something and buying something with it. And then you have to take an action for it. You know, you gotta take a physical action in this world for it. And so if you don't take the action, you can think and think and think. But if you don't take the action, nothing gets done, because the energy has to be focused and has to actually go there. And so what your book is directing them to is, here's all the ways that you can do and find out what you need to take action. So the book gives you the guidebook of everything you need except to take the action, and that's their responsibility.
It is their responsibility, and I think that's what already exhausts people.
They don't want to take it.
The thing that gets started is knowing that they have to put energy into something. You know, I saw a quote yesterday that said, if you have time to complain or, you know, vent about something or, you know, feel angry about something or whatever it might be, then you have time to journal, or you have time to better yourself, or you have time to, you know, to work on different mindsets, or be prayerful, or stop scrolling on social media. And isn't that the truth, though? It really comes down to what you prioritize and what's important to you. And sometimes that's a season of your life. And it might not be until now that you're really ready to make that change. You may have said it a year or two ago, but you weren't really ready. But now you are. And who knows what the straw that breaks the camel's back is for why you're ready to take that leap. But generally speaking, and you mentioned energy before, everything in our life is an energy exchange. Even death is.
Right.
And so when it comes to listening to your intuition, and I always love to use that word because we're all born with that intuition, but as we get older and older, I think we censor that and edit that away, but we have that gut instinct. You need to pay attention to that. If something is pulling you toward this work, then I hope you pay attention to it. I hope you explore it.
Well, you know, that's why I wrote these songs. One of the songs is called Sammy Should. And the reason that you should have done this, you should have done that, but I don't know just where I'm at, you know. So it's very cute, you know, but it tells you the story and it gives you the answer on how to do it. Take responsibility. Because when you don't do, and you're just sitting there saying, well, I don't want to do that, or I should do this, or I shouldn't do this, but you're not taking any action, you're not taking the responsibility of that, it stops positive thought, which stops you from getting where you're going. So that's why I'm so excited about these 12 songs. I haven't been excited about a project for a long time. I mean, I've put out one book a year, but I am so excited. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. I love hearing that excitement in your voice, and I think it's going to be a big hit, and what a beautiful ripple effect to put out there.
Exactly. It was really interesting because I had written the songs, and a friend of mine, Ron Kilgore, I had a friend at Sesame Street, and I wrote the songs many years ago, and I had written a script, and it's been in play for a long time. And so he brought it down, and he played the songs for Sesame Street, and they wanted to buy it. You know, they wanted to buy the songs. And I said, you know, no, I'm going to tie it with the movie. Well, now, you know, and every year somebody gets the movie, and they hold it for 8 months. Ron Howard, Mark Koch, I mean, big people, Deborah Johnson. And they never did the movie. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it myself because the kids right now need this. But so do the adults. So do the humans. You know, everybody needs to understand how to stay positive. And that's why your book, Building a Village, that's another thing in that story that I'm writing. The kids are building a village. You cannot do this alone. Tell me a little bit about what I think we're almost going to break, though. Okay, so when we get back, I promise I will not talk that much, and I will let Florence and Romano talk. But, you know, we're Italian. Yay, you know. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have someone very special, a nice paisan, Florence Ann Romano, with us. And we're talking about her wonderful book, Build Your Village. And you need to get the book. You can get it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, you know, at any bookstore. And if they don't have it, and we don't know why, you can just order it. And it's called Build Your Village, and it's by Florence Ann Romano. Remember it and get it, because everybody needs it, and we all have to stay connected. If we stay connected, we move this planet up to another level. And if we do it in kindness and in gratitude and in positive emotions, there's nothing we can't accomplish. Nothing, including stopping wars. Anyway, so you got to start by buying the book, okay? All right, so tell me a little bit what you mean by accepting and dependable villagers. What are they all about?
Well, in the book, I talk about six archetypes of villagers because I'm a visual learner. You know, I anything I can do to explain something talking with my hands is probably the best thing, you know, Linda.
Yeah, I do. I'm sitting here going, yay, yay.
Wildly, as Italian. But I wanted six villagers to help people understand that this is like casting a movie or a play. You and I were just talking about how important Sesame Street and learning is to children, but we as adults also learn similarly. I think we continue to learn that way. And so the six archetypes of villagers I have in the book are accepting, dependable, cheerleader, communicator, organizer, and healer. And I always say it fast like that on purpose, Linda, because if I were sitting in front of you right now in person, I bet you I could look at your face and see that you were starting to cast people in your life into those categories without me even giving a definition to it, just by context clues.
Yes.
And that's exactly what I want people to do. That is what this business is. You're looking at the people in your life and you're putting them into different roles. And then you take a step back and you go, okay, so I think I've got these people taken care of, but maybe this is where I'm missing some support in my life. Or I'm not being fulfilled by the people that are sitting in these seats. Are they sitting in the right seats? Are these the right people in the right role? Or do I need to recast? Or do I need to fire some people from this village? Because that's part of it, too. So that's why the six villagers exist, these archetypes exist. And you talked about the dependable one specifically, and I always categorize this person, define this person as the emergency contact. And I always joke and say it's the person that's actually going to answer their phone, because who does that anymore today, honestly?
I know.
Anymore, other than me.
me too. I know. What is wrong with these people?
Don't give me a text.
I want voice. I want the voice. Give me the voice, you know.
I know. I want the voice contact. And I laugh because I'm one of the only people that answers the phone. Well, I'm like, I'm not even kidding you. Maybe 17 people's emergency contacts for their children at their school. So I have to answer my phone all the time because I'm worried someone's having, like, anaphylactic shock or something, and I'm not going to answer my phone, and I'm responsible.
Listen, when it gets crazy and you need somebody to answer the phone, call me. You can call me, you know, I'll call you. You know, you're talking about, you know, having all these different people around too. But you know what I do sometimes? I do it on a metaphysical level. You know, if I have to make a big decision for the network, or if I'm, you know, planning something, you know, I always try and look at the astrological signs, right? And I say, I need somebody earth, which is grounded. I need somebody air with, you know, thinking about wonderful ideas. I need somebody that's water, that's fluid, that can show the changes. And I need somebody fire to actually execute the ideas. And so, your way of accepting and dependable and cheerleader and communicator and organizer and compassionate villager is the same thing, you know, except, you know, you need all of these things so that you have a community, and that's what you want. You want a community, right?
You want a community, and you want it to be aligned with your values, and it doesn't mean that everyone looks the same way you do or feels the same way you do or has the same opinions you do. But there is alignment that's needed in relationships, romantic or otherwise. That's just part of it. That's why we're attracted to one another in this world. There's a reason. There's a chemistry. And so as you start to cast people in these roles in your life, you start to learn more about yourself, too. But also, and just as important, you need to know how you show up for other people as well. Who are you of these villagers in other people's villages? And that is important, because this cannot be selfish work. This can't just be gimme, gimme, gimme. It's all about me. You have to know how you also serve in the community. And so this work that you do in the book, and I do write the book in a way that is interactive. There are gut checks and action steps, and you can kind of keep reworking these steps as you make moves in your life and things change. And also, we've all read those personal growth books, but where they're like, okay, you know, do these, you know, 2,700 things, and in like 7 years you'll make some progress. And no one wants to do that, you know. Right. So I wanted the book to be like, you could do something today. This is a snackable thing that you can bite off and chew and have a result and feel satiated by. And so that's important to me when it comes to that personal growth and that self-help and that evolution, that journey that we're all on, is knowing that it's actually attainable and it's not this heavy, heavy lift.
You're absolutely right. And the nice thing is that you give them steps to do. For example, I'm looking at your book and it says, tips for being a thoughtful communicator. You go through what kind of a communicator are you? And you're so right, because right now, because even of COVID, because everybody's been by themselves, it's all about me, 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 me. And you can't do that. We have to be part of each other. And so by looking at yourself, how do I communicate with other people, and how can I do it better? So that's what your book teaches you in all of these things. Accepting. How do I accept things? Am I accepting? Who in the group is accepting that I can bounce stuff off of? Each one of these things that you have, the organizer, the cheerleader, the fire sign, let's go get it done. Come on, come on, come on,
mm-hmm.
And so all of these are very good tools, not only for life, because that's what you're doing, but it's good for business. If you take this, it's the same thing for business. It's the same thing for almost any microcosm that you have. If you're playing football, you need these kinds of people, right? You do, no matter what you're looking at. Even in a family, you need these things. Sometimes I would ask my mother to shut up. She would never shut up. So, she was a constant communicator. She was the one, I'm always right. I call her Scary Mary McFerry. And there's a song about her in the book. You can't insist you're always right because you stop communication with others. You see? So that's why when you get out of the me and you get into the we, you open it up. And that's what Florence Ann's book does. So it's really important. So, if there's somebody's birthday coming up or anything like that, this is a great book to put in, because it's not telling you, you're this or you're that. What it's saying is, I'm part of your village. Here, let's build it. When you're giving this book as a gift, you're building your village, right? I mean, you are, right?
I love that idea. Yes, I hope that if you do give it as a gift, it reminds people that they're part of something. And, in a world where maybe people feel more lonely than ever, people, again, are worthy of this work and worthy of love and belonging.
Right. Well, we're going to have to go to another break, but can you stay with us for a little bit longer?
Of course.
All right. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most,
with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight? Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Florence Ann Romano, and she's author of Build Your Village, and we're talking all about her wonderful book. Now, Florence, what happens when a village is lost?
It's the saddest thing to say, isn't it, when a village is lost?
Yeah.
But we talked about it a little bit before, where it could be death, it could be divorce, the end of a relationship, and that's the chance to rebuild. But when you're in it, though, the worst thing in the world you can think about in that moment is having to rebuild something, because that sounds exhausting. And that energy that it takes, it just feels like I have no desire to do that again. And so when your village is lost, it is the opportunity to explore yourself a little bit more deeply and what you want perhaps that's different from what you're leaving or what has lost you or what it is that you're looking to replace. And sometimes the village burns down because we burn it down ourselves, or sometimes it's out of our control. But no matter what, again, the common denominator is there is going to be some sort of rebuilding if needed. And it doesn't mean necessarily replacing something, but if there is a void in your life and you are looking to fill it, you have to spend the time figuring out what that looks like or feels like.
Yeah, you do. And we have to understand that change is the only thing that's constant, and there's always going to be change. And we also have to remember that change is cyclical. It goes up in a spiral, and it's cyclical. So what happens is, for example, if you marry a guy that's an alcoholic and he beats you, right? So and you finally say, hey, I don't want any more of that, you know, so you leave that. And then the next time goes around, and you still haven't really learned all the lesson, you know, but next time comes around and you marry somebody that's a beer drinker, and he sleeps all day, you know, and so you get rid of him. Mm-hmm. And then the next time, you until you reach that point, and once you've reached the point, so what will happen is change comes also cyclically, saying that there's always a really good high time where everything is really right. And then when you think that everything is right, then God says, let's throw a little thing in the mix so you can grow again. So things start to feel a little shaky. You don't know what's going. That's when you need your village, right? You got to bring in new ideas. What am I doing here? How can I, you know, how can I help? And then the change happens. The divorce happens. And then you take a positive action, some kind of action, again, using your village, right? Saying, what is this? What can we do? And then it gets back to another flourishing time. And then just when it's flourishing, it's going to happen again. Because this is what life is all about. Life is, you know, how do we help the people in the planet? And how do we get closer to God? And that is, you know, how do we become one with God? And I don't think I'll ever get there, because Jesus is the only one that does that. But, but we keep trying, you know, and this is what life is all about, you know. So we understand that we come in with nothing, we go out with nothing. And if we understand that all we have is what we, how much love we give and how much love we receive, then the village is very important, because that's where we're showing and giving love, right? And then that makes everything move up again. And then when you get over the other side, I mean, I have more people on the other side now than here, and because I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old, they're constantly talking to me. I say, shut up already. My mother's there looking at me.
Crazy, Linda. You feel like, can you ever be like, that's enough. I don't want to have all these voices in my head.
Yeah. My mom is sitting there still saying, stop shuffling your feet, stand up straight. I'm going, what? Yeah. And then where do you come from? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I already had you.
So funny. Oh, my gosh. I always wonder about that. That could be a whole different show that we talk about together. But, you know, when I was younger, I used to say to my mom, there was this picture of angel, a little girl praying in a bed with her mom.
I got it. I had that picture. I had that picture.
Do you have that picture? And on the walls, in the background, there were silhouettes of angels.
That's right.
On either side. Did you have this?
Yes.
Something similar to this?
Yes.
I remember this painting in my room, and I said to my mother one day, I want you to take this painting down. And she was like, why, Florence Ann? Why can't you have this in your room? She goes, I said, I can't have this because I see those angels. And my mom thought I was like, you know, cuckoo for cocoa bus, you know, cuckoo birds. Like, what is she talking about? She said, and years later, I had a psychic tell me, you used to feel things when you were younger, like in your room, like people would visit or this and that. And it all came like screaming back to me. And I was like, see, I wasn't crazy. I knew. I could feel this presence from the other side kind of there. And yours is much more intense than mine, but we always laugh about it now. And I say to myself, you know, you had to take that thing out of my room because I also didn't want the tooth fairy in my room. I didn't want anything like that.
Get that tooth fairy out. Give me the money on the other side. Put it on the other side of the door.
Exactly. I'm like, you can leave that money downstairs in the kitchen. Thanks very much. Coming into the room.
Oh, too funny. I mean, this is really funny. Anyway, so it's I'm so glad that you did write this book. So can you tell us a little bit more about where people can find out more about you and how to get your book and your website?
These poor people listening are probably like, what the heck is this book really about? This girl's talking about angels in her room and I don't know now.
Oh, they're used to listening. They're used to listening to my show. I mean, I was on ABC, NBC, BBC for all the ghosty stuff. I mean, I found new information about Jack the Ripper. I helped the sheriff's department and different kinds of and police departments on murder cases. And I was one of the
whole different category. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A whole different level than me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Yeah. God bless you because that is a gift. But
it's a hard one. It's a very hard one. Everybody says they want to be psychic. I says, yeah. Well, guess what? You have to eat right. You have to be right. You have to be in truth and integrity all the time, and you have to not be involved in anything because you have to be completely 100% correct. So tell us a little bit about your website and stuff like that too.
Yes, I'd like to think of myself as your virtual village. For those of you out there that are looking for that, you can go to my website, FlorenceAnn.com, or find me on social media, Florence Ann Romano. Florence Ann is my first name, like Mary Ann. My mom had to make it difficult on me. So you have Florence Ann. But you can, please find me. I answer every DM. And if this is something you're looking to explore, community, village, and if you're feeling that loneliness, I hope you do connect with me so we can have a conversation and help you find that belonging.
Great. And so I'm going to, now we can get back to the conversation, but I wanted to make sure that we got that out there for people so they could find out a little bit more about you. I'm finding out all sorts of things about you, and I absolutely adore you. And I don't adore many people, I got to tell you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You got to get in here. You got to, you know.
You right back. I feel like I am talking to my Italian relative. Like you and I could be just like sitting and having a whole chat. I feel like our families would be so similar if they were together in a room.
Guess what? What I do is on the third Sunday of every month, I have a psychic soiree, right? And people come, they give me like $35 and I give them a one question reading. I do a meditation because I'm a healer as well. And then I cook. I do lasagna the old way. I do from soup to nuts, china, wine, you know, and then everything is organic and dessert and whatever. And everybody comes. And I have this one girl from New York, and she says, it's like the Sunday Italian dinners. I said, that's right. So I reincorporate that.
But see, you know, even just you saying that, I mean, that was my life too. We had the Sunday Italian dinners with my grandparents and all my cousins, and it was a beautiful thing. And honestly, you know, it's probably no surprise to, you know, people listening why I decided to write a book about community in my life based on kind of how I was raised. But I'll tell you what, you're raised that way and we're so blessed by it. But then you get older and you look around and you see that not everybody is born into that. Not everybody has that life that we maybe had, Linda, with our extended family. And that's what really, I think, drove me to wanting to dive deeper into this belonging category, because I want people to feel empowered that no matter what they're born into, they could have that, that is something they can build for themselves. They can choose that family. And I think that's a big piece of reframing what connection looks like in our world today, because it is different. It's not old school like maybe you and I are used to, but we can take bits and pieces of that and blend the old school with the new and take those lessons and know that there are things from that, from our history regarding village building, that we want to apply today, maybe in a more modernized way. But, you know, I feel like the pendulum swings too far in our world today, too, where it's all or nothing, and there's nothing in the gray area, or there's nothing, you know, in terms of compromise or moderation. So this is all a very, you know, 20,000 foot view of looking at connection and belonging. But it's really about empowering people to know that if this is what you want, if you're looking for something that feels like what you and I are describing, you can build that for yourself.
And you got to understand that you're never alone. I want to say, Florence Ann Romano, I absolutely adore you. Please buy her book, Build Your Village, and thank you so much for spending such wonderful time with me.
Thank you, my friend. This was wonderful. I'm sending you multi-bachi, lots of kisses, multi-bachi.
Thank you. All right, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome. welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and it's time to answer some questions for you. So if you would like to call in and get a free reading, or you have questions on your natural health, I mean, I was owned a dietary manufacturing company for 8 years. If you have life problems or you have spiritual objectives, feel free to call me. And on our toll-free number, if you are in the United States, 1-800-555-5453. Or if you can reach us on our other number, and especially if you're calling internationally, use the country code 01-310-371-5444. That's 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. And in the meantime, we will, you know, get into our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about white peony. Now, although regarded in the West as no more than a really decorative garden flower, the peony has really a long tradition as a medicinal herb and was used in the past to treat nervous conditions that included epilepsy. Now, today there's two species, and both the red and the white-flowered peony, and it's a tree peony, and the name is derived from Pacos, or Paeos, I guess it's P-A-E-O-S, Paeos, a physician during the Trojan Wars. Now, the root of the peony in China is from the red peony, and it's thought to cool the blood and move stagnating blood and relieve pain. And recent experiments in London combined peony root with other Chinese herbs to treat childhood eczema successfully. Now, the root from the white peony is much more specific in action, and it helps the liver, and it soothes liver energy and improves function, and it actually nourishes the blood rather than cooling it, and it's considered one of the greatest women's tonics, often used for menstrual disorders. Then they have the root bark, right? And then in China, tree peony root bark is considered to cool the blood and has also been used in the Childhood Eczema Project in London. And the root bark is also a good antibacterial used for boils and abscesses. And that's a little bit about peony. I drink white peony tea all the time, and it really is very good estrogenically for me, as well as helping the liver. So who doesn't like that? I mean, the liver processes everything, right? So we want to make sure that that's nice and healthy. Okay, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy. And today we're going to talk about chrysocolla. Now, the colors of chrysocolla range from blue to green and sometimes brown to black. And the mineral revitalizes and calms the base, the navel, and the solar plexus chakras. And when you put it at the heart chakra, it can help ease emotional heartache and give renewed strength and balance. It increases your capacity to love. And at the throat chakra, it can give strength and balance and expression and communication. And it also helps you to refrain from verbalizing when silence would be more beneficial to all concerned. And that's probably good for me. It also provides for grounding while furthering stabilizing and balancing energies. All right, we have a caller, so let's get to Zuli in Las Vegas. Hi, Zuli, how are you?
Fine, thank you, my dear. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I just would like to know just because what my job is, any openings or just any improvements in my job?
Well, I see that there's some kind of a elevation or a job promotion is what I'm seeing. Did you go for that promotion?
I just, they are trying to give me something, yes.
Good, because I think that you should do that. And then with that, you'll be given another promotion within another year or two. So I feel that's a very good thing. Yeah, I think it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's good. And it's a little bit more money, not as much as you think. But the one after that, you're not going to have that job promotion too long. You're going to be up to a next level, and you may even have to move to a different place that's in the area, okay? But I think it's very good for you. I think everything is going to go very, very well for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, then. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. If you'd like a reading, we have a little bit more time. Give me a call at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Meanwhile, back with Chris Acola, right? All right. It can help you become attuned to the earth. And it can assist with communications with spiritual forces of the earth. And can you actually help you understand what's required that the earth may heal itself? So it helps you understand the earth. It produces great inner strength. This is Chris Acola we're talking about. And it helps you to sustain during very stressful or long enduring situations. It promotes and enhances your physical vitality and stimulates your intuitive qualities. And it produces harmony. And it helps you release distress from negative emotions, even remorse. It also furthers your understanding of others while helping you to recognize that there is indeed more to life than what is really there in front of you. And in healing, it can be used to regenerate the pancreas, regulate insulin, balance blood sugar, strengthen muscular structure of the legs, arm, and back, used in treatment of blood disorders. And it's just an excellent stone for muscle cramps and spasms. Chris Acola. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
There, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Well, at least you were. We hear the music. You know what that means. Time to say goodbye. But we will be back next week with someone wonderful for you to talk to and call in on, and I'll be there to answer your questions as well. And again, I want to say thank you for listening. I've so enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of grace, compassion, and gratitude. Thank you.